BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Wednesday Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On it, we panic another already concerned mother by getting their daughter, who's a fresher, to call her up during her first week of university just to keep the parents on their toes. Chris tries to back out of Team Felt on Strictly Come Dancing, only Vanessa hears it and calls the show. Real or No Real today with Rihanna off of films, and there's some general mass panic going on about giant wasps.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Sean Paul, turn it up. Some people think that I'm adding those horns in. That's not me. That's on the track. So it's like a ready-made party anthem. He's having it, isn't he, Sean Paul, in that track?
Loves it.
It's a bit of a mess, that song. It's all over the place, but it kind of works.
I don't know if you would want to add any more horn to that, though.
No, but you wouldn't. I don't need to horn it up anymore because he's already horned it up.
Just keep it true to the original.
Yeah. Never going to get busy, though, is he?
Maybe.
He's not.
He's going to keep trying, that's for sure.
He's been trying now for 85 years, but he'll never, ever beat Get Busy. Such a tune. Here's the thing, right? Oh, that was Sean Paul and Turn It Up, his new track. Your confession about Strictly, is it that you fancy Susanna Reid?
No.
Because Josh on Twitter says, if so, you're not alone. A lot of people are discovering that for the first time now, going, wow, I really fancy Susanna Reid off BBC Breakfast.
Do you know what? It's not just a confession, but it's also a discussion that we need to have exactly where we're going to position ourselves with this Strictly thing.
I didn't realise there was such a problem.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later, but we need to talk.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills on Radio 1. Hi, Sophie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
So what is going on? You're at university, right?
Yeah, first year.
And where's that?
De Montfort in Leicester.
Oh, De Montfort, yeah, it's good there.
Yeah.
I've had many a good night there. Okay, so how long have you been away from home?
I left on the 21st of September.
Okay, so you've been there a while.
Yeah.
Is it going all right?
Yeah, it's good. I've been sat in lectures and stuff.
You've been going to lectures?
Yeah.
Good work.
Have you joined any clubs yet?
Yes, I've joined horse riding, which I'm on my way to now.
Get you.
I love the clubs at university you can join. There's so many.
I know, it's like there's thousands of them.
It's like, do I want to join Sudoku? No, I don't.
No.
So how's your mum feeling about you being away?
She's not too keen on it. I've been scaring her senseless already. She thought I'd been kidnapped the other weekend.
What?
So I woke up really late and she'd got like 20 missed calls from her. And then I scared her yesterday by telling her I hadn't made my first ever lecture.
Oh my word. So she thought you'd been kidnapped just because you didn't call her back in the morning?
Yeah.
Why would that lead you to think that you've been kidnapped? She's just oversleeping.
I was meant to be going to visit someone, but then I still overslept. So because she hadn't heard from me, she thought I'd been kidnapped and she was ready to come down and rescue me.
Always assuming the worst.
Yeah, never positive with me.
So, Sophie, we're going to call your mum in a minute.
Right.
And you know we were saying there's lots of clubs at university you can join?
Yeah.
I think that you should join, or have joined, the cocktail club.
There is one as well.
Yes. There's a cocktail club at your uni.
Cocktail club.
Yes.
Well, this
is
perfect, isn't it?
Maybe you could say that you're just going out doing your initiations to join the cocktail club and you're on a party bus or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you've been on it all night.
Yeah.
Now, does she think you're at horse riding?
Yeah.
All right, just say you've sacked that off and now you're on the party bus with the cocktail club.
Yep. That's good.
We can join in the background. We can be part of the cocktail club.
Okay.
So, Sophie.
Yeah.
When she asks the details, just say that you've been on the bus all night.
Yeah.
And all the bus does is drive round and round Leicester.
Right.
Okay. And yeah, she might ask you what time you got on it. Say about 8 last night.
Okay.
Okay. So you've binned off horse riding.
Yeah.
We'll do some noises for you in the background as well to make it sound like you really are on that cocktail club bus.
Okay.
Maybe you can think of a few cocktails that you'd like to tell her about.
Oh, yes, I've got a few in mind.
Okay, good. Are you nervous now?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm dead excited, though.
It's going to be good.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Sophie.
Hi.
Sophie's in her first weeks at De Montfort University in Leicester. She's a fresher. She used to love horse riding, but now she loves cocktails. Although, at least that's what we're about to tell her mum. So your mum's been a little bit worried that you're going to miss lectures and it's all going to go a bit wrong now that you're on your own and not living there anymore.
Yeah.
I think this could be a good thing because I think what you're going to give her here is the worst case scenario, so then it's done. And then in future she won't worry as much anymore.
Yeah.
But it's a good idea.
I mean, this is the worst it could possibly get, I think.
Yeah.
So it's all the way up from here, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Once she's experienced that, it'll all be fine from yeah. here on in.
Yep.
Okay. Are you ready to call your mum Katie?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Remember, you're on a party bus with the cocktail club. You've been there since 8 p.m. last night. That's what we're going to say. You've binned off horse riding because the cocktail club people say you can't do both. It's got to be one yeah. or the other.
Have you got any party yeah. bus tunes?
Of course I have.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to put you through to your mum, all right?
Okay.
We'll just chip in with stuff as well, so just react to that.
Okay.
All right, wait there.
Hello?
Hi, mum!
Hello?
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 Woo! Oh my God, we're having like the most amazing time ever.
Right, who is?
We're on this, you know that cocktail society I told you about?
Yes.
They were doing like this party bus around Leicester and we got on it about 8 o'clock last night and we're still on it.
You're still on it?
Yeah, because we're like having all sorts of like different cocktails and stuff. It's like amazing.
And what time's your lecture today?
We're having like orgasms and like sexes on the beach and all sorts.
What time's your lecture today?
It was at 11, but I missed it because we're still on this bus.
Right.
We've been on since, like, 8 last night.
Oh, very good.
We're having such great fun. Why won't you join in?
Well, it's the middle of the day and you should have been in lectures.
Yeah, I know, but it's just, like, we're having fun and I've met all these great guys. We've made so many friends because, like, the girls came, but they had to leave because they had, like, 9 a.m. lectures. But then all these guys I've been sat with, and they're, like, so much fun.
Good.
They said when we get off this, eventually, we're going to, like, a house party tonight, so we're going to carry on and, like, make more cocktails. Have you ever had, like, a screaming orgasm? Cause I don't even know what's in it, but it tastes quite nice.
Yeah, right. We should have been at uni 11 till 12.
But we're on the bus and we're having fun where we are right now.
Well, you have fun, love. I'll speak to you sometime later.
But hang on, don't go. How do I get a stain out of, like, my clothes? Because, like, someone's brought me, like, this bikini top and I've got all, like, stuff all over it and it's not even mine.
Don't know. I don't know what it is. Okay, I'll speak to you later.
Hello.
Bye.
Hello. Hello.
Okay.
She just went, okay then, see you later.
She's been through it all before.
She's obviously just given up on me.
I think what we need to do is call her back. Hang on, wait there.
All right then, see you, bye.
Hello.
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 Is that Katie?
It is.
Hello, Katie. It's Scott Mills here from BBC Radio 1.
Tell her I'll kill her.
Okay, good. Now, the reason this call has been made is because I know you've been a bit worried, but obviously that didn't really happen. She's not really on the cocktail club bus, but it won't get any worse than this.
It won't?
No, because, I mean, the worst possible case scenario has happened now, and it didn't actually happen, so it's only up from here, really.
Okay.
Apparently, the other day, you thought she'd been kidnapped because she slept in and didn't return your calls. It's a learning curve for everyone involved, this uni thing, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. But I'm sure it will only get better.
I think it will. So, yeah. Sophie, what have you actually been doing this morning?
I'm currently on a bus on my way to horse riding.
And did you go to a lecture?
Yes, I did.
Oh, thank heavens.
Oh, thank you.
So Sophie got in contact with me and thought it might be fun to give you a call.
I'll kill her. I really will.
No, don't
you
do that.
Monday.
Love you too.
You've got nothing to be worried about, Mum.
She's okay. Not really on the party bus.
No, well, she didn't sound drunk.
You would know what that sounds like, right?
Yeah.
All right. I'll let you go, Casey. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. I think that went well, Sophie. Thanks very much for getting in touch.
Thank you.
Love you. Bye. Some people had to turn that off because they couldn't cope with the awkwardness.
Oh, it does get... It's when mums are involved. It suddenly goes next level cringe, doesn't
it? You're supposed to be at your lecture. Mark from Castleford says, wow, that was incredible. Other comments, she is amazing at this. She was good. She went for it. She's like, hi, Mum, I'm on the bus. I like it that she binned off the horse riding people and now she's all about the cocktails.
Yeah. But a genuine club. I'm as fascinated about the cocktail club being a genuine thing.
It's definitely on at De Montfort University. Someone says, awkward. Mum giving up on you live on air.
Yeah, she did, didn't she? go on then.
And also, really awkward asking your mum if she's ever had a screaming orgasm before. No, that was the worst bit for me.
Kind of.
I don't know what's in it, but it tastes amazing. Sophie, you were brilliant at that. Thank you so much. And sorry, Katie, the mum. The Scott Mills Daily. Okay, so Strictly Come Dancing is on BBC One at the weekends. I actually watched it on Saturday and really enjoyed it. But there is a slight problem, as Chris is now going to talk you through.
Well, the main problem comes with you always saying yes. And Whoa. This has been another classic example, except this time you've dragged me on it. Vanessa Feltz earlier today tweeted this. Thank you for... where is it? Thanks for your support for hashtag Team Feltz. Happy to have Scott Mills and Chris Stark on board. And then there's a picture of me and you holding a shirt which says Team Feltz.
Yes, well, that happened last week.
I know, but we really have not thought this through, because then... I mean, what we've got to look at here is the other contestants who are now going, well, you've said previously that you'll support me.
Like who?
Deborah Meaden, Mrs. Mead.
Yeah.
Rachel Riley. I mean, she was in not too long ago. We promised her we'd be supporting her. Then you got Feltz. And Susanna Reid. I mean, that's the problem is here. There's a few people that we should be...
Susanna Reid has never been on this show. So why would we suddenly be supporting her?
But she's a big fan of the show and she...
Is she, though?
She said she was to me.
She's just doing that to get our support.
Really?
Well, I don't know.
I think the problem here is we're throwing all our support behind Feltz. She doesn't like me.
Why?
Well, do you remember last time when she was in playing Innuendo Bingo?
Because you spat all over her hair.
I know, but then she didn't say goodbye. She'd only have a photo with you. She left.
She was annoyed, yes.
That was a really awkward situation afterwards.
So are you saying you feel a bit of a fraud?
I worry we're looking like hypocrites. I think what we need to do with Strictly is basically decide one person that we're going to support rather than saying that was...
No, this is my worst nightmare because this is confrontation.
It is.
I hate this, right? So if we... Okay, let's say we support Mead, right? Oh, well done, Mrs. Mead, every week. Well, Team Mead. Then Riley will get the hump.
I know, but this is we need to somehow manage these women because we need to work out which lady we are going to... We can't support them all.
It's got to
be Mead, Reid or Riley. If I'm honest, Feltz comes in fourth for me.
So you're saying that Feltz is bringing up the rear?
At the moment, I would say out of those four, who we are associated with, Feltz has to be fourth.
Right, here's the thing, right? The picture was taken. There is a picture of me and Chris holding a Team Feltz T-shirt. And it's because last week, unawares, I got bum-rushed in the studio by a very nice man from the BBC who said, will you hold up this T-shirt and take a photo? And I was like, yeah, sure. And then I realised afterwards that it was a Team Vanessa one. But I'm absolutely fine to support.
So are you going to say you're Team Feltz then?
No, I think that I wish them all the best of luck.
I don't know if we need to get advice from this from listeners or anything like that, but we need to decide if we're Mead, Reid, Riley or Feltz. Which is a ridiculous situation that we find ourselves in.
But we've already held up the T-shirt that says Feltz.
I think we'll have to retract that.
So are you retracting that now?
I'm inclined to say we should be Team Mead.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, she's a good lady. She's
been with us since the start.
Yeah, and we... Exactly.
And she is the underdog.
Riley's already good.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
She doesn't need our help. She doesn't need our help.
Reid.
Very confident lady.
And Feltz doesn't like me, so I think we should go with Mrs. Mead.
Okay, so you're saying you are not in any way on Team Feltz.
I think I'm going to have to retract myself from Team Feltz.
Okay, there's someone on the phone. Hello, Vanessa.
Hello, Scott.
How are you?
You're joking.
How are you?
I'm all right, but I'm absolutely I don't know whether you're going to call me back so I can spit a bit more water in your face. I know you enjoyed that very, very much. But I need all the help and all the love I can get, my darling. Whoever else you're thinking of supporting, I mean, they don't need it. They're much better dancers than I am.
Now, I knew that you'd go off on one, Vanessa, which is why I love you. And I thought you were great on Saturday.
Thank you.
I loved the facial expressions.
Good.
And I thought, actually, I felt a little... Here's the thing. When they went in on you a bit, when Craig Revel, whatever his name is, went in on you a bit, I felt quite protective towards you, V.
Thank you. I mean, I thought they were a bit mean, because to tell you the truth, I did exactly what I was taught to do. I didn't make any mistakes. I mean, I did sell it and put it over. Yeah. And also, I thought the judges were very contradictory. I mean, old Bruno was saying, where's all the va-va-voom, why aren't you acting more? And Craig Revel Hallwood was saying, you're only acting and not dancing. I can't, both things couldn't have been true, could they, for flipping hell's sake?
So you must be quite upset that Chris has now retracted his support for Team Felt.
No, I didn't.
I know you did say that, though. You said that we shouldn't sit on the fence, okay. And that's my problem.
I didn't know. Did you hear all of that, Vanessa?
Yes, I heard okay. It. I'm not just upset, I'm... deeply hurt. I am wounded. I'm aghast.
Oh,
I'm discombobulated. I'm in every possible way incommoded and distressed. And I know you wouldn't want to do that to me, having had that wonderful experience of watching that water rivulets running down my cleavage, which you loved, and I loved it.
Love
it. You. It was a great moment for both of us.
You okay. Do raise a good point.
And thank you. We saw your tweet earlier with us holding up the Team Vanessa T-shirt. I'm still 100% behind you.
Chance of retraction. I thought you'd committed yourselves and you're going to be staunch and loyal till the very end, which may be rather soon.
No. I appreciate what you're saying. You're right. It's probably going to be wrong if I back out. So I'm all yours, Team Felt.
And I don't hate you. I adore you.
Oh,
I thought you hated me.
Don't be so silly. I would only spit at someone I really, really cherish and love.
Are you in rehearsals at the moment, Vanessa?
Yes, I am. I could even put you on the line to James Jordan if you want to say hi. Do you want to?
No, I'm a bit scared.
Why?
I don't know. I'm just scared. So,
what
are you dancing on Saturday?
It's the waltz.
Oh.
And we hope that it will be an emotional and rather sweet thing to watch. I mean, I know that's a big ask, but that's what we're hoping.
And is it going to be all romantic, like?
Very, very romantic.
Oh.
Full of regret and heartache and tenderness and all sorts of lovely things like that.
I hope you'll be busting out an outfit as good as that pink one was.
It's a different mood and tone, this outfit. God knows, I haven't even seen it yet. You don't see it till the day before.
Oh, do you not?
When you do see it, they don't let you say, ugh, I don't like it. You just have to wear what you're given.
Okay, well, I'll let you back to rehearsals, Vanessa. It's really
Thank
nice to speak
much.
To you. But before that, Chris, if you could just say it one more time, please, for Vanessa. I'm Chris Stark, and I'm Team Felts.
Okay, it only seems fair. I'm Chris Stark, and I'm in Team Felts.
I'm absolutely thrilled. I'm delighted. You're a great adornment to Team Felts. Thank you so much.
I'm sorry about that. I don't know what happened to us there. I don't know why there was any kind of twitch. I mean, I'm with you all the way.
Thank you. Never waver. Be staunch. Be loyal. It's the best thing anyone can be.
Can I ask a request, Vanessa, for this Saturday night on BBC One?
Yes.
Will you do this?
Golden, it's 6:06 and a glorious moment for me. Mr. Dedicate came in to say hello. You know I love Alan Dedicate and I don't get to see enough of him, and I've just seen him and had a bit of a cuddle and shown him just a little bit of my cha-cha-cha.
So can we see that on Saturday, please? Just a little bit of your cha-cha-cha.
Definitely not. It would defile the walls. I'd ask you, I'll make you chicken soup, but that I cannot do.
Thanks, Vanessa Peltz.
Bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So we've got a problem. We're Strictly Come Dancing. There has a tweet that has gone up today from Vanessa Feltz's Twitter account with us holding a picture of a Vanessa Feltz t-shirt going Team Feltz for Strictly. But then also our friend is Rachel Riley off Countdown, and also Susanna Reid, and also longtime friend of the show, Mrs. Mead, Deborah Meaden. And as Chris said, we've got to control these women.
No, I...
Actual quote. So I have got the ideal cop-out Scott Mills-style solution.
Go on, Em.
To be 100% sitting on the fence. So here's the thing. We go to one of the live shows on Strictly and we have a T-shirt for each of them. So we've got one...
okay. So it changes every time they perform.
So every time it pans to us in the audience, it's like when Susanna Reid's on, Team Reid, and we're like thumbs aloft going, yes, come on, Susanna! Same with Meaden. when it's Mead's turn and Bruce goes, Debra Mead, then the Team Mead.
Yeah.
And we'll be like, yeah! Same with Feltz. Same with Rayleigh.
Do you think we can be in each of their sort of friends and family video as well? Like, you know, when the friends and family come to visit them coaching.
But is that not a great way of basically sitting on the fence and avoiding any confrontation, which me is the best plan?
It's so I'd love to go show a support in person. You must know someone who knows someone who can get us there.
I think we can.
That'd be hilarious.
But imagine, every time the camera comes to us, we're wearing a different T-shirt. We take four in with us to the studio.
Yeah.
It's ideal.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Have you seen this thing about those killer wasps?
No.
They're massive.
In the UK?
Yeah.
Who's told you this? Is this...
Loads of people talking about it on Twitter.
But is this not like Sharknado?
No, it's a real thing. I'm telling you, Dorno Porter's just been tweeting about it. Professor Green was tweeting about them earlier. Just look them up. I think they're in the UK. And here's the thing. You know that I worry too much about things, especially, like, hypochondria is always on. Right. I'm convinced that as I left the house today, there was one in my bath. Now, I only took a slight glance, but I looked, and they are... I mean, they're huge.
Right.
Like, they're the size of your hand, but they're wasps. And you know, like, when you see something after, and you're like, oh, it's probably just an insect or a spider. And then... I left my house knowing that there was something like near the plug hole, but now I'm convinced it's one of them killer wasps.
This is saying it's in China, not...
Oh, not in North London.
No, I mean, they look terrifying, these things.
I know, have you seen them?
I think you're mixing up stories here, and I thought this wouldn't have been in your bath.
It wouldn't have been in there.
Don't think so.
Okay. Because my mum is in my house this week.
I texted
her about like 10 minutes ago. She hasn't got back to me yet.
It's not the wasps that I'm so worried about. When you have your mum around your house, it's locking her in. I feel for her every time. I feel I need to check up on her.
Yeah.
Do you want me to text her? Do you reckon she'll text me?
She might do. There was that time where I did lock her in that time. And then she had to... Oh, no, they are in China, definitely. It's all fine. They're not in North London. Thanks for that. I mean, I do believe you, but yeah. I just had it actually clarified. Yeah, she got locked in the house. I double locked the door. And then, of course, the alarm went off as soon as she moved in the house.
Poor mum.
And she had to... The police came round because the alarm's connected to the police. And then she had to go out of the letterbox. I'm not a burglar. I'm his mum from inside the house. It's a dark times for Sandra there.
BBC Radio 1.
Daily. Seems like I've freaked a load of people out about the giant wasps. I didn't mean to. Hi, Jamila.
Hi.
There's these giant wasps that are going to kill us all.
No, there isn't. Let's
Where
get this.
I'm terrified of. You know, I got North hit London. By a car when I was 17 because I ran into traffic to avoid a bumblebee just on the same side of the
road. Good. I'm telling the wrong person.
Yeah, I'm going to leave. I'm going to go and curl up into a ball. I'll leave you to your chef.
Also, let's make this very clear. These wasps are
going to kill us all.
No, they're not. And they're causing trouble in China.
Yeah, but they're
UK,
on the way.
But
it's not far to fly.
They're not. What
and
are you
and
doing?
The size of your head.
They're not.
What do you mean they're the size of my head?
Like, literally, imagine your head, but a wasp. That's what it's like.
That's dead mouse.
Imagine you...
Why do you want me to cry?
No, that's a mouse.
Everyone's been tweeting about them today.
Okay, look, let's just bring this back and just say, just don't worry.
Don't worry about it. They're in China. Yeah, don't even worry about it.
Well, worry about it if you're in China.
But if you're in China listening, worry.
Just do some research and find out, because I'm not...
Seriously,
the right
seal the doors and windows if you're in China.
No. Well,
right, okay. Real or No Real's coming up, and we've got Rihanna off films today, and then Jamila...
I'm speechless.
3:30 on the official chart update. They're not coming this way anytime soon.
Don't talk to me.
If it keeps being this warm, they might.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Rihanna.
Hi, Scott.
There's been a huge reaction to the video for yesterday's Innuendo Bingo.
I'm so glad. I am so glad.
Rihanna was all sorts of mess yesterday.
It was horrific.
It was quite bad.
It was a day of bad choices for you, I think, in both makeup and clothes.
Actually, I think it was because I put my trust in you guys that you would get me a decent pair of goggles and you didn't.
But Rihanna, you've played bingo more than most people. Why did you wear a white top?
That was a complete... Okay, so basically I was rummaging through my wardrobe, being like, I want something to wear on bingo that I don't really wear.
Yeah.
And I wanted something baggy-ish.
Okay.
So that was the first thing that was next to my leggings and my drawer, so I just grabbed it.
thinking.
Didn't think through the circumstances.
No.
No.
That video is on the Radio 1 YouTube now.
It's amassing quite a lot of views.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's. I mean, the makeup bit is just incredible. I've never seen anything like it.
It was so painful. All day and all night, my eyes were just pure red after that.
Not again.
It was horrible. Everyone thought I'd been, like, had a...
You suffer for your art, don't you, darling?
I do.
And that shirt's probably a write-off now, isn't it? That white shirt, probably a write-off.
Yeah. Probably been that now, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm not wearing that again.
Okay, so that's on Radio 1 YouTube now. And Rihanna's here playing Real or No Real. Are these facts or not?
On average, one car a week ends up in Amsterdam's canals.
Okay.
Is that when they're trying to swerve the bikes, do you reckon?
In Amsterdam, they literally have to walk really carefully because you have to look every single way.
There's a lot of distractions, isn't there?
Yeah. So it's bikes, you've got your trams, you've got your people, you've got your cars. It's a nightmare out there.
Mm-hmm.
So does a car a week fall into Amsterdam's canals?
I'm going to go with yes.
Real or no real, Rihanna?
Oh, sorry, yeah, real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Mm.
That's ridiculous, though.
I know.
What a ridiculous stat.
There are so many canals that there is a man with a pickup truck and crane on standby in Amsterdam 24 hours.
No, there
yes, there
is not.
Though. There is, though.
What do you think the stats are for the Thames?
Not as much.
Just not as much.
There's a lot of discarded bikes in Amsterdam as well. There's all you just see, like, random wheels.
Is there?
Yeah. There's a lot of bikes, too. Next.
After global success with the song Replay, Iaz has returned to the United States, where he is the voice of the balls for the New Jersey State Lottery.
You remember Iaz? iPod. So,
I don't think I ever knew his name.
Iaz. Yep. So he is
what
now.
What else did he do? Was there another?
I think there was a follow up. I think there was.
Couldn't name it though.
I couldn't name it for you. But is Iaz now the voice of the Bulls in New Jersey?
Oh, I really hope this is true. And what a privilege it would be to
have
be in
your
that
balls
position.
Picked by him.
I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say no real. That doesn't. I don't get it.
That one is no real.
Oh, yes. Would you say no real?
No real.
I wonder what he's doing now. Is that right? It's in the British Virgin Islands. Oh.
What's just chilling?
He's just there. Yeah.
Counting the monies.
Spending all the money, yeah.
Yeah. Next.
When Gordon Brown was Prime Minister between 2007 and 2010, he used to eat 4 Kit Kats a day.
Oh. Keeps your energy up.
It's a lot of breaks, isn't it?
I love a Kit Kat.
It doesn't say whether it's fingers or chunky. I wish they'd be more specific.
You wouldn't think he'd have the time to take so many breaks, would you?
Yeah. Well, he did that write that letter to JLS, do you remember? So maybe he had more time than we think.
A letter to JLS.
When they were on X Factor, he wrote a letter going, I love you.
No, he didn't.
Gordon Brown, when he was Prime Minister, wrote a letter while JLS were on X Factor.
Rubbish.
He did, look it up.
That's
one of those things.
He's a what?
He's a curvaceous man.
I think he's more of a double-decker guy myself.
That would have been an amazing collaboration as well, wouldn't it? Gordon Brown and JLS. That would have been...
I was like, all right, stop telling JLS how amazing they are and, like, run the country.
Yeah.
Anyway, 4 Kit Kats a day. Gordon Brown, former PM.
I think he'd have more variety in his diet, don't you?
You're saying no real.
I'm saying a whisper.
I'm saying it's excessive. I'm saying no real.
Yeah,
that
no
one
real.
Is real.
4 a day.
No!
Yes.
We're dick.
His wife, Sarah, had to wean him off the Kit Kats onto bananas to be healthy for the election. Actual fact.
Love Sarah Brown.
But what about this?
On her recent visit to Glasgow, Radio 1's Jamila Jamil had 40 minutes put aside in her schedule for a walkabout in the town centre, during which she shook hands, met fans, and posed for photographs.
Like the Queen does.
Oh.
You know, like when it's like, you go and walk about and like meet the fans. Mm-hmm.
Sidebar, the follow-up to that IS song was called Solo.
Oh, I remember that. Oh, I do remember that now.
The Jamila Jamil walkabout situation.
Yes.
So this would be specific time that she's requested.
in her diary.
I feel kind of weird saying it like this. She sat right next to me.
Yeah, can we ask Jamila Jamil if this is real or no?
That's not really allowed. That'd be cheating, wouldn't it, really obviously.
Remain poker face, please. Thanks, Jamil.
40 minutes walking around greeting the fans.
Where was this? What?
Glasgow. Okay. Jamila's been on a tour of a lot of student unions recently, mm-hmm. playing the hits.
I'm going to go real.
And, well, yeah, interesting one, this, because you only really hear about this thing with like, if your local team wins... You know, promotion, there's an open top bus. I've not heard of many people doing this walkabout other than the Queen.
Mm.
So really what we're saying here is Jamila Jamil doing a similar sort of thing to the Queen?
Were you doing like a sort of Tom Cruise, you know, when he goes out to like meet the fans before?
Oh, and he phones
premiere.
People's mums on their mobiles.
Yeah. Did you do that?
She's not saying. I'm going to say this is real.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's real.
That one is no real.
Oh. Of course it's no real. Why would I think anyone would ever turn up for me to do a walkabout?
No, it's not true, but she did DJ at a walkabout last week. Which is a bar.
That's the confusion.
Love walkabout.
Which did confuse us because she said she was doing a walkabout, but it was a bar.
But what did Jamila think she was doing? The bar or the walkabout?
No, I knew I was DJing. I've got an egomania.
And at the end of that fascinating round of real no real.
I'm absolutely furious with you both.
I got 10, Rihanna got 20.
Yes.
Low scoring, but we had fun. Thanks, Rihanna. Thanks, Jamila.
Scott Mills Daily.
If you're using today's podcast as a sleeping aid and in bed right now, do not worry about the wasps. It's all absolutely fine. They're not anywhere near here. Tomorrow, we're back at 1 and bingo at 1:45.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio.